Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moves are being made throughout the National Football League. Can RJ pick up any of the scraps for the Cowboys quarterback situation? Good morning, Metroplex. It's Sean, RJ, and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Bell, with you. Rangers Brewers ticket giveaway in the 720 commercial free expressway. We'll play you more clips from The Gambler and we'll ask Reddit at 740. Other moves being made, the big headliners. Terry McLaurin gets his contract extension in D.C. 32 a year. So 3 years, $96 million for McLaurin's deal. That will kick in. It's not great news for the Cowboys. McLaurin is immediately back. It could be eventually good news since it's going to go 31, 32, 33 years of age if that contract stays for the entire time. Trey Hendrickson worked out his little situation temporarily in Cincinnati. He gets a $14 million raise, so his salary for this year will be $30 million, still scheduled to be an unrestricted free agent, so Joe Burrow happy with that.
Yeah, he is, and he should be, because their defense is, not great. I mean, they are going to waste a career if they don't figure things out between their coach. Joe has to take some of that, too, because he can't win games the first couple of weeks. And then the defense just isn't great.
Yeah, look, I mean, the fact that they figured something out with him is great. Just because there was a little bit of concern here, I think, at least for Cowboys fans, that the obvious target, if he were to get moved, was going to be Philadelphia. That would be the one that would make the most sense for him. So Hendrickson being in the division was a possibility. But I mean, look, I'm stunned, honestly, that they came around on this after their Shamar Stewart issues, after all the guys they've already paid, after they refused to pay for a La Quinta for Boomer Esiason, all these different things that the Bengals have had problems with, and then they finally fork over the money, so good for them.
Let's mention the Boomer story. Boomer Esiason, sister station WFAN in New York, read aloud the latest Ring of Honor invite. Now, Boomer is already in, but they invite those guys back.
Right. Every time there's a new ceremony, they're putting somebody else in.
Yeah.
They invite back the half dozen other Hall of Famers or whatever that are in the Bengal Ring of Honor.
Yes. And on October 26th, they're putting in Dave Lapham and cornerback Lamar Parrish. Well, apparently.
Nice to know it's very exclusive.
God.
Which one?
Name the position those two guys play.
Name either of them.
Well, I had a reason for looking up both players because I was going to blast Boomer over this. Lapham was a guard. I thought he was an announcer. And then Lamar Parrish, cornerback. But apparently the Bengals are telling Boomer, you're responsible for flight and hotel. Yeah. But we do have like wedding parties. We got a booked floor. We got a booked corner room.
Yeah, we got your room block. Yeah. You know, you get two free tickets, but if you want more, you got to buy your own tickets to this as well.
Yes. So they're making the inductees pay their own flights and hotels. I don't think in the segment Boomer said whether he had to pay when he was actually inducted, but he read the hotel. Everyone knows where all the Cincinnati Bengals are going to be staying during this October 26th weekend, a Renaissance Cincinnati downtown hotel at a preferred discount rate. So the Bengals are getting laughed at all over again. They did get a C on that NFLPA report card Although they did get an F for their food and dining options. They're just one of two teams that don't offer players three full meals a day. They got an F for their treatment of families. They're the only franchise that does neither daycare or a dedicated family room during home games. They don't have it and now charge it. The reason I looked up these players, I wanted to see if they both are either played with Boomer. Because Boomer, I don't think, is going. He had to accept the invite last Friday. And I'm like, dude, they're your teammates. You should shut up and still go. That's what it's about. Not whether you get your flight and hotel paid for. You're making millions of dollars with WFAN and CBS if he's still on, which I think he is. But no, Lapham was right, you know, a year difference. And then Lamar Parrish is like the 50s or 60s.
Yeah, look, this is...
I was trying to pin Boomer down.
This is very on brand for the Bengals. I mean, they're just...
Doesn't Broadus defend them or used to?
He used to.
Broadus just loved their don't give an F, we'll draft the worst criminals philosophy. Yeah. He just liked that they didn't care. They were like, Joe Mixon beat somebody on tape. Great, take him. Yeah. Like, they didn't care.
Did he not
tell stories like that they had a vending, like the vending machine you had to pay for. Like you couldn't, they didn't have free.
Yeah.
And nothing was free, right? But this is their COO or CEO. I think it's the daughter of one of the Browns. She's just super cheap and a pain in the butt when it comes to the new stadium. And with the Hendrickson deal, obviously, and now this. I mean, this is next level cheapness.
What makes this even better, Corey Dillon said, at least my guy Boomer got an invite and email. Corey Dillon was put in last year. They didn't even, according to Corey, send him the invite.
Oh, and it's a mass email. It's not personalized at all, right?
Oh, it's not?
No, it was just, they were talking about the Boomer clip. It was just like, it's a generic email that was sent out to all the Ring of Honor guys.
Michael Gallup and Jalen Smith get released by the Commanders and the Raiders, and Amari Cooper goes back to the Raiders on a one-year deal. RJ Choppy, you are quarterback scouring, searching?
Well, let's look. I mean, so we had a few that were cut yesterday. All right. Is there any of these guys that I named that you would bring in here to take over Greer or Joe Milton? Granted, it's very late. Right. So, like, if something, God forbid, were to happen to Dak in week one, would they be up to speed to even step in? Right. But here we go. I'll just throw these out there.
That doesn't prevent me from doing anything. I know Jerry's like, it's kind of too late. No, it isn't. That is an old, outdated, antiquated thought process. The Vikings just brought in Carson Wentz, and the Eagles just traded for Sam Howell. So other people do it. Okay. You got to go get someone off the street. 2 or 3 weeks of prep is totally fine.
Yeah, so here we go. These are the...
The trade deadline in the NFL is more active now than it was 15, 20 years
absolutely.
Ago.
Absolutely. These are the quarterbacks that were recently released. There's some added to this. But Mike White, our old guy. Mike White.
Nah.
No.
No. Kyle Trask.
No.
No?
Nope.
Sean?
Nah.
Bailey Zappe.
No.
Nah.
Get to Detroit. Get to who Detroit can.
Really?
I know that.
Not
I know
Bailey that's Zappe?
No, I have no interest in Bailey. I know you want to get to Detroit.
Hendon Hooker.
RJ tried to hype up Zappe. I remember that
big
run.
Fan of Bailey Zappe.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make a lot of money off of his Western Kentucky brethren, Maverick McIver, our old friend that we saw last year against ACU.
Oh, yeah.
At the Tarleton game. Tarleton. He's now the quarterback at WKU. Hendon Hooker. Who beat out Milton in college, but was not a fit, I guess, in Detroit.
No, I don't want Hendon Hooker. Who is, what is he? Is he 30. 40 now?
He's got to be 30 years old.
He's getting close out there. By the way, Ted Wynn from The Athletic got Tennessee fans jumping down his throat yesterday when this news came out, and he quote tweeted it, and he said, that Tennessee offense puts skill players in a developmental hole.
Dang.
And that's something that they've been accused of a lot. And he said Tennessee fans seem shocked by this, but the offense has the quarterback waiting for an isolated receiver to run an option route. Extremely productive in college with the right talent. Doesn't translate to the pros.
Which I don't care about.
No, right. You don't. Yeah, no, you don't.
I
yeah.
care about winning football games.
Well, unless you want to recruit guys who are like Belichick and say, I'm going to send you to the pros. And I'm looking to go places, and I'm like, you don't get me ready for the pros.
They've done a decent job with it, but I think our NIL is really good, so we're just able to spend money. Brett
with
Rippon.
With your new uniforms.
That's right. Brett, don't get me started on that. Although, they got like five times the money. So that's it, right? That's the
yeah.
That's the drop. Brett Rippon.
Honestly, didn't even realize Brett Rippon was in the NFL anymore. No.
Dorian Thompson Robinson.
Not like as an immediate backup, but like so, if he was developmental, maybe.
John Wolford.
No, I don't know who these people are.
You know, he was he started a playoff game a couple years ago.
For who?
For the Rams.
Okay.
And it was against Shoddy. I think it was Shoddy's last game in Seattle that he started that game. And then he got hurt and Goff came in because Goff was hurt with the thumb. And that was like, I think that was Jared's last game there too.
I'm out.
I'm out too. Tanner Mordecai, your boy.
No.
See, I'm with you. I wouldn't move on. I wouldn't take him either. Nate Sudfeld.
At one point, let me look at him. My initial inclination is probably no, but I mean, he's hung around for a few years.
And finally, Pro Bowler, Tyler Huntley.
Huntley, I mean, I'd at least think about more than any of the others.
Oh, yeah. He's easily one on the list.
I think so, too. But I would stick. I would stick where we are.
Honestly, it is just you're going to have to probably make a deal. You're going to have to trade. Like it would have to be something like where you're swapping Tolbert for a guy, which, I mean, you already got two guys moved yesterday, Kenny Pickett and Sam Howell. They both get traded, or Howell 2 days ago, Pickett yesterday. So,
wrapping up preseason storylines before we get ready for the real thing, we have a Rangers-Brewers ticket giveaway coming up 720 Expressway.
CBS Sports has overreactions after the NFL preseason. Number one, Cowboys are keeping the Micah Parsons drama ongoing because they're not a Super Bowl contender, and they know it.
So that they want the attention?
Mm-hmm.
Overreaction.
Oh. What's your point?
Chop.
Overreaction.
CBS Sports says reality. Says the Cowboys are in the headlines all the time despite their struggles. Said the America's Team moniker has something to do with it, but the Cowboys are in the headlines this time because of Micah Parsons. Says that basically this is all just a whole show, a standoff here. Next overreaction or not, Dylan Gabriel starts games for Browns this year. Shedeur Sanders does not.
Not an overreaction. Reality.
I think all three will start games. The issue that Shador's going to run into is, like, he has a much higher ceiling than Gabriel does. It's not even close.
By the way, it's a tough sell for all the Kevin Stefanski hates Shedeur Sanders stuff yesterday when they cut Huntley and trade Pickett to keep him on the roster. But
oh yeah, Pickett got traded.
Yeah,
he got traded to
Raiders.
Raiders. And so, I mean, you're talking about Cleveland did everything they could to keep him on the roster. So clearly, that wasn't an attempt to screw him over.
Want to sell jerseys?
Next one, NFL overreaction or reality. Travis Hunter should play strictly one position this year.
Overreaction.
Strictly one position, that is not an overreaction. No, I mean, okay,
should.
Let me phrase that. He should play, he should not split like 50-50. He should do 90-10.
It says strictly?
Yeah, it says strictly one position.
Oh.
He should 80-20, 90-10.
80-20.
Focus on something.
I think he should spend the first several weeks not touching the other side of the field.
Yeah.
Figure out receiver.
Okay.
Once you get receiver figured out, go out there, take a couple extra reps if you like. We know you've got muscle memory and ability. You can figure it out, but just focus on getting good.
So was he elite at either one, or was he just really good at both?
He was incredibly skilled at both. He was not, like, super polished. He was just he was a freak athlete. Next one here. Overreaction or reality from CBS Sports. Jackson Dart will start for the Giants before week six.
Not an overreaction.
I don't think it's an overreaction. The noise is going to get real, real loud there. I think Daboll loves him, too. He's a douchebag, so why wouldn't he?
I think it's a little overreaction because they've just been so publicly dug in against the media there that we're not going to do it.
What he did with Jameis, with the W's.
Show it on the camera.
Oh, God. He put the W's up to Jameis' mouth.
And then, it was disgusting.
Oh, it's
and
so
final
great.
One, Eagles will so trade for a premier pass rusher before the start of the season. And this was before Trey Hendrickson signed.
Premier overreaction.
They will trade for somebody. They'll go get somebody because that is their biggest concern right now that's coming out of Philly is that they don't trust their pass rush.
Luka 2.0. Having been Mike could go right to a rival. Commercial free with the Expressway is next. Rangers Brewers ticket giveaway. and the all-time bad Dallas Cowboy moment that ended it all. We'll knock out a few more episodes of The Gambler on Netflix, then Ask Reddit, all next with Sean and RJ.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We have a Rangers Brewers ticket giveaway. I know the Rangers got blanked yesterday, but still technically in this thing, 5.5 out in the wild card, 7 games back in the West. Game 2 against the Angels tonight on this radio station. We're your official home of the Texas Rangers and the Dallas Cowboys. And while we have some time to kill before regular season ramp up against Filthy, let's knock out the rest of The Gambler on Netflix here on Sean and RJ. Choppy, you've been out on vacation, so I did not imagine you were watching this in your golf cart, but what have you heard? What have you seen about it on social media or others?
I heard Bobby say it was great and that you've said the same thing.
Like 2 minutes ago in the commercial break?
No, in our group text that he said it was very, very well done. There's a few clips that I've seen around there. It doesn't seem like it's anything new.
There's some nuggets of new.
There's a little bit. I'd say it's 85-90% retread,
yeah.
But it's told in a really effective way.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, it's
the only person I've heard crap on it kind of is Dan Patrick.
Oh, he didn't like it?
He's the only person. He's like, I knew this stuff. You know, Dan's always about advancing the story. Let's move this forward. He's the only person I've heard. Everyone else raving.
But, you know, I do think, like, and this is probably a broader subject, like, this is the worst thing for Jerry, like, this thing, because it just brings back the old heyday that he just can't get out of.
Well, it actually hurt Jerry if you listen to him in the interviews, because he's like, I maybe romanticize it a little bit over the last 30 years, and there were some painful memories and moments that I had to look back on and really absorb.
There's so much that drives Jerry. My thought was always, Jerry is driven by, he got that high of the success and he wants the credit and stuff like that. I don't I don't think I realized how much of it went back to 1964.
Arkansas football?
That Arkansas title. I didn't realize how much of it went back to, like, he felt part of something then that he had never felt like before.
Yep.
And he's just, he has chased that for the last 60 years.
Yep.
He wants that again. He wants that camaraderie of, like, oh my gosh, I was part of something.
Yeah.
And that's why it was important to him.
We've covered the first four episodes, so let's go ahead and pick it up.
So this is episode five, and this was pretty, this was the
There's eight episodes total?
This was the opening to episode five, and it was a great opening. This is my favorite quote, probably, of the entire thing. This is a classic Jerry story to open the show, about a classic story about meditation.
12 or so years ago, I had some cancer treatment. My doctors there at MD Anderson said, you need to do a lot of meditation. And I said, well, I don't know how to meditate. So they sent a doctor in, and they explained to me, make a list of 10 people. People who can just boil your blood. Start with the one at the very top and wish them the greatest things you possibly can wish for. Greatest health, the greatest success. Everything that could possibly happen good to somebody, wish that for them. And at number one, I wrote down the name, Jimmy Johnson. I went back to my doctor a few weeks later and I told her, I can't get past that first mother. Is what I'd reply back to her.
That's wow. That's a great line. And I'm stunned he was willing to say, even in 2011, roughly, whenever he's saying this would have been, that he was willing to say, yeah, the number one person I had on my list still in 2011 was Jimmy.
Wow, that's nice.
I just could not. Because they would always very publicly say, no, I don't hate him.
Right.
I don't hate him. And then he's saying, like, no, he was number one on my private list of people that I needed to work through.
And that's why the Ring of Honor was Jimmy's punishment, you know, even though he got in the Hall of Fame first.
Yeah, exactly. So this was this is clip 22.
And by the way, are you big enough, mature enough right now to be able to do that? Name that one person in life you despise the most, and you make the, I know it's a very mature thing to do, but you wish them all the best of luck. No, I am not there. I'll start off with that. No, I could not do it right now.
Nope. I can't do it.
With Peyton's neighbor.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
we're going to get you.
Yeah, we already have. So, yeah, no, I'm same.
Hey, Peyton, do you even have, I don't even know if you and RJ would have a clear number one.
I don't know. Like, yeah, because there's people in this industry who've taken a job from me, and I still don't hate them.
Okay. Who took a job from you?
They're not really relevant.
Oh.
Doomsday.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there might have been someone back in high school that was just, you know, bullying me and was really mean to me. But, like, I mean, other than that, it's nothing. It's passed since then. But not a number one.
Yeah, I asked for this guy's phone number for my brother who visited, and I was like, I want to send him some texts, some messages. So the guy was like trying to compete with my dad's medical practice, and it went to court and everything.
But he didn't do anything to you.
Yeah, he did. Through my parents.
Oh. That is doing something.
Yeah,
something.
See, I always tell my mom, that's your problem, that's not mine.
Yeah, well, maybe we're a little closer. I don't know. But my brother, he didn't have the number, but then I asked my dad for it. And he gave me this whole, now he's 88, 89 now. So he gave me this whole meditation type crap of, oh, the poison that I drink, something about poison. And I was like, whatever, shut up. I'll find it. I'll get Bobby to get it for me.
Yeah, exactly. How quickly did I find stuff for Peyton? Yeah. That was like one commercial break. All right. So this is obviously everything had fallen apart. We had left off the last episode. It was right on the precipice of it's over. They're about to end it. They're about to come to this decision that it's not going to happen. We talked about the toast in Jacksonville, everything else that went down. And so this is how Jerry and Jimmy ultimately came to the mutual decision that, yeah, we gotta be done.
This is all-time epic. The Orlando meeting is an all-time paint-the-picture top 10 moment in sports for me. It's not for Cowboy fans because of what it led to, but you just, with us going to now the Combine or going to the Super Bowl lobby, you can see it. You can picture it, and you can feel the tension. This is an all-time soap opera moment.
Yeah, and we played the audio of the actual toast that occurred and Dave Wannstedt's recollection of it and how Jimmy just arms folded, was like, nope, not going to do it.
They're all drinking. Jimmy's sitting with the assistants, some not employed anymore. Jerry walks by with his glass. Here's a toast to the Super Bowl. Jimmy doesn't raise the glass because, according to maybe Nick Eatman, Jimmy didn't want to tick off his assistant coaches who had just lost jobs. So it's not like, oh, I'm going to praise you and you just fired my buddies. And Jimmy just gave this cold death stare to Jerry and it was disrespectful.
So all the fallout from that, they come back to Irving. They come back to Las Colinas and they meet up at Valley Ranch and they decide to move forward with a separation.
I could not understand. How the hell are we taking a car to the shop that was not broken? It's a perfectless book.
Is Jimmy going to be your coach, Jerry?
We'll visit about that as we go along this week.
I said, you're the best at this, Dad. You sit down with Jimmy and smooth it all out.
By 2 o'clock, Johnson was headed toward Jerry Jones's office, where the two would meet for the next 2 hours and 30 minutes.
I mean, I really felt like they'd work it out.
And I picked up the paper the next morning. The headline said, Jones says my way or the highway. And so the minute we saw each other that next morning, we said, sit and go work.
I thought the most fascinating thing out of all this, of all the different perspectives that talked was Steven, where Steven kept saying, like, I didn't even think it was that bad. Like, I thought they were going to work it out. I never thought it was going to get to the point where they were going to split, because it was just, yeah, this is what happens. Things flare up. They calm it down. Even in the last episode, which we'll get to in the future, Steven's like, I still never even over 30 years thought it was as bad as everybody thought it was. I couldn't understand it.
The one thing I saw on social media about this was, could you imagine in the social media era if you got rid of your coach after two straight Super Bowls?
Well, we've been comparing this. Compare the Nico hatred for Jerry first taking over. And then, and you got to really watch the first few episodes to relive it with Landry and then Jerry Landry, Nico Luka. Rank those.
Nico Luka's last. Not even close. In the social media, if it's all in the social media era,
yeah,
it's not even close. Nico Luka is not even a pimple on the butt of Jerry Landry or Jerry Jimmy.
Yeah, I think you're right that it's last. But imagine Jerry going through that. That's, we talked about while you were gone. That's why Jerry comes on and he's so defiant. You all think you're going to get to me? Look at what I went through. Yeah. He went through Nico times 300 multiple times. Mm-hmm. Did you find the clip, Pepe?
I'm still looking through. It's not labeled it, so I got to listen to these cuts.
Okay. I wanted to replay the Gene clip. Where Jerry says,
yeah, the story where he says they're laying in bed that night. Yeah. So this is the next clip we're playing. So this is cut 23. This is the best. This to me is the best clip of the whole series. This is them both soberly reflecting on how it ended and regrets they may have from it.
Jimmy and I had come from some of the greatest experiences you could ever have in college, and having had that euphoria of a national championship together. Nothing like it. Knowing that you just don't read about that, that it actually can happen to you. That changed me, and I just wanted to recapture that.
He wanted to be part of the team. And I understand, he's the owner, he should be part of it. But by the same token, I'm the coach. I should have been a more understanding. I was in my own little world. And was very comfortable in my little world. If I'd have stayed with the Cowboys, I'd have been miserable. And I'm no good to anybody if I'm not enjoying it. Then it was time for me to move on.
I come home that night and get in the bed. Jean's laying there, not looking at me, just looking at the ceiling. She says, you just can't help it, can you? You just can't live with good, going good. I said, you just can't do it. Said, here we are, won two Super Bowls, and you walk out there and make a change with the coach. You just can't handle some solid, really good times. Now, I usually say that smiling and laughing at her. I don't know why right now that I'm getting sensitive about it.
So that hit me hard, too, with that whole thing. And we all have people in life. So I was trying to think about what he just said, what Gene told him, and apply that to the rest of Jerry running the Cowboys. We all have people who are just restless, right? George Steinbrenner used to say, a boat doesn't move in calm waters.
Yeah.
And my dad's like this. My dad will sit around. He has no other hobbies except for medicine, maybe real estate.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
And he stirs it up. Like, on a Saturday morning, if I'm calling with the kids, he just, like, maybe wants to... It's not a serious fight, but he wants to pick a, he wants to pick at you. You know, he wants to get it going a little bit. And you just have people in life who they can't sit back and chill. It's always got to be the next project. It's always got to be the next thing going on in their mind. And I was just, that really hit me hard. I wonder if Jerry Jones is that type of person outside of just the Jimmy Johnson divorce to where I got to be moving. I got to be stirring. Some people can't sit on a beach for a week. Mm-hmm. At an all-inclusive resort. They just can't. My dad, when there's a holiday, he's miserable. He is miserable stuck at home. The rest of us dream about having holidays.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You just sit back and chill.
Give me a pool.
And relax and binge. And I wonder how much of that has, you know, interfered with Jerry himself. When Gene's like, you just can't leave it alone. You always have to just do something. You can't sit back and just let the praise and the championships rain down upon you.
It's very difficult, I think, to reach that level of, you know, entrepreneurial excellence if you can sit still.
They also, they won too early.
Yes.
You know, Nick Eamon was like, not for me. I was a Cowboy fan. I don't know if he was totally understanding what I was getting. I think if they went back to back in year eight. It's
totally different.
It's different because they would have known the struggle and it wasn't this easy. You know, and they're a little older and more sage and more wise, but it happened really fast. And I do think, you know, this whole thing about Jimmy, and he said, I would have been miserable. They may have been able to scratch out one more season, but it would have been filled with Jerry Krause, Phil Jackson, last dance venom and tension on the bus, on the meetings. Jerry and Jimmy were already disrespecting each other at the Super Bowl. It was not going to last past more than a year, if that, in my opinion.
Rick Goslin always used to say that if you needed one more, you just need one more. He's like, Barry was the guy. Barry was going to come in. He was going to make everybody feel free. He was going to make everybody feel a little happier. He was the guy that he was the guy to win one more. But if you wanted to sustain success and go through some pain along the way, you needed to stick with it. But it is Troy even said that says that a little bit in the last episode where he's like, you know, I don't know if we win more Super Bowls with Jimmy being here.
Yeah.
He's like, I really don't.
Well, the cap screwed a lot of things.
And Emmett was like, we won the Super Bowls we were supposed to. That's what we were supposed to have. Now, I got another clip here. We can play it at 8:40 if you want, or I can give a caveat. It's the clip of Dennis the Fixer and the others talking about the things that went on in the White House. So I can play it at 8:40 when the kids are in school, or we can put something in front of it, a notice if you want.
Play it.
Okay, all right. So this is...
And by the way, Michael, Troy and Emmett said that about the titles. Michael was like, oh, we should have five. So just for the record.
This is a little bit of a...
Did everyone here know the name Dennis Padini?
No.
Okay.
This is a little bit of a explicit clip. We bleeped some stuff, but there's some stuff here for the next minute. So here, there's just a little bit of a warning for you. This is Dennis Padini and some of the Cowboys players. Dennis Padini was the fixer on the team. He was somebody that would come in and just fix some stuff for him. So this is the players and Dennis Padini discussing the famed White House.
If I explain my relationship to it, then I'm going to incriminate myself on it.
No, man. No.
Bro, you're not gonna get it.
Okay, okay. I'll get into some stories for you.
Okay.
We had five rooms, and it was whatever you like, you commingle with your like. You know, in that room, you maybe smoked weed. This room, you may be doing ex-coke, whatever. You know, it's a group of girls in each room, and just kind of bounce from room to room.
I would go in and just kind of make sure everything was stocked, make sure everything's kind of cleaned up. One time, as I walk in, there's two players on the couch. There's a girl there. They got their own video cameras. I looked at them. They looked at me, and I was like, what are you doing? I'm here to drop all this liquor. They said, well, drop it off. And I'm like, well, what are you doing? they're all having sex on the couch. And she was very flexible.
I was just trying to get Wesley. Safe place for camaraderie. You know what I'm saying?
They'd fly in porn stars. Lisa Ann came in, and she would put on shows at the house. And then we had landlines back then. And I got all these crazy messages like,
hey, Michael, this is Courtney. It's calling to see what happened to you that day. Hi, Michael, this is Amber. I just called to say hi.
We no longer needed to go hunting. They came.
Michael, I understand you've been my sister. I would like to talk to you.
How do they have these voicemails?
I don't know.
How do they have, they flew in Lisa Ann, the girls are leaving voicemails, and this guy is like, I understand you've been with my sister, Mike. We need to talk.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look, I think it might surprise some people. And every time there's a documentary, I think people get a little taste of it. It might surprise people the record keeping that goes on at times, I think. With things surrounding that organization.
Yeah, they know. Michael's got a treasure chest of stories that I've heard most of them, and they are just like this. They're just epic. And I can only imagine.
Wait till you hear his episode.
Dude.
I can only imagine what the fixer needed to do.
Yes.
The fixer's not even in it. It's all Michael, really. But it's, I mean, some of the stuff, I didn't remember, and like we'll get into it later, I didn't remember there being secret video that NBC5 had, and I mean, it was a rough time for the Cowboys.
We'll continue with the gambler as the week goes along before the real thing against Filthy next Thursday on this radio station. Let's hook you up for being a Tolo.
All right, Tolos, that's right. Right now, call our number 10 at 877-881-1053. Wins a four-pack of tickets to see the Rangers play the Brewers at Globe Life Field in Arlington on Tuesday, September 9th. And Tolos, you want to get there early because the first 15,000 fans in the gate will also receive a Jock Peterson replica jersey. That's call number 10 at 877-881-1053.
College football insider who has blown up, Josh Pate, will join us at 8 o'clock. Pay with a great job with that booking. So a little college football preview with Josh Pate at 8. Let's ask Reddit.
Do you have a question, Kelly?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you?
Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys. Fan text 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. We'll also get your thoughts on the Twitch and on the YouTube. It is time for Ask Reddit, where we take the most viral questions being asked over on the Ask Reddit forum this week and kick them around the studio here and get your thoughts as well. And we're going to lead off with the most RJ Choppy Ask Reddit question I've seen in a while.
All right.
RJ Choppy, how often do you sleep naked?
Every night.
Every single time?
Every night.
Starting when? You didn't have kids ever that would just come into your room and you go like, yeah, I can't do that because the kids are just going to walk in.
I mean, when the kids are at the house, I still sleep naked.
So when they were little and they would crawl into bed?
Yeah. I mean, like when they were little, as they got older, I would like put underwear on if they crawled into bed, you know, right? Or sometimes they still slept with me. But they weren't
big just walking into the room in the middle of the night?
No, they weren't.
So when, okay, you go shower, brush teeth, walk to bed, like the walk. I want to know the walk before you get in the covers. Yeah,
are you strutting nude to the bed?
Where's that coming from?
I don't shower before bed. I shower around noon every day, right after the gym. I shower. Yeah.
So you go in. When's the last time you walk? Last time you're clothed before walking into the bed. You go in the bathroom, take off all your clothes, brush your teeth, or go walk in, brush your teeth, take off all your clothes, and then walk into the bed?
I walk into the bedroom. I go from couch, and then right next to the bed is a dresser.
Yeah.
And I just take my clothes up there, put the clothes on top of the dresser, and then crawl into bed.
Okay.
Yeah, the answer to this for me is once a year, twice a year. It's not very often.
And why?
Because I've got a 9-year-old that still comes into bed in the middle of the night.
Why does it happen once or twice?
Because I'm at a hotel, probably. And okay. That's the only reason why it would, is because I know there's no children that are going to walk into the hotel room.
Yeah. I would say hotel here and there, or so wasted like that I think something's going to happen, and then as soon as my head hits the pillow, I pass out. And then you wake up, and you're like, oh, crap. I don't think anything happened. So maybe once, maybe twice a year. But it is comforting.
682.
Cold covers.
Once or twice a week, definitely. 214.
Now, is she totally?
Sometimes. Not often. Not often. Like, she sleeps in a...
Does she care? Does she like that you're totally?
She doesn't care. She doesn't care. She sleeps, like, a lot of times she'll sleep in a hoodie. And leggings. That's when I know that it's not open for business.
Yeah.
How much of that is like comfort for you versus just a suggestion?
The naked?
Yes.
It's comfort.
It's never a suggestion.
I can't. I mean, look, I'm always suggesting it. But no, I can't. I've tried. Like, even if I sleep with boxers on, it's just I can't do it.
817. Never. Boxers always. 972. Last time I slept naked. 9 months later, I had a baby. That was 2 years ago, nearly. Peyton, how often do you sleep naked?
Not a crazy amount. I mean, it's like every few months. I mean, it's
just... And why does it happen when it does?
Maybe like kind of like your situation a little bit. You know, it's like something that happens. I go shower, and then, you know, it's like, okay, well, I'm just going to go to sleep. It's late at night. Plus, you know, Mackenzie and I, we have small dogs, and sometimes in the morning, they'll be underneath the covers, and I'm like, you know what? I really don't want you down there.
All right, we're doing Ask Reddit here on 105 Through the Fan. Peyton Russell. What's the one website you check every single day without fail?
It's Twitter, if I can use that as a cheat code. But if we want to call that an app or not, it's my 401k. I've checked it
every day
for the last couple years. I've checked it see it go up and down, up and down. I'm like,
they tell you not to. They say not to. Yeah.
Why not?
Because you're going to ride a motion that is unnecessary.
It's going to go up. Just deal.
I've heard like the credit score and stuff you're not supposed to check all the time, but like, and I don't do that, but like.
Well, yeah, you're not supposed to because that could actually impact it.
So over the past year, it has done what?
Oh, it's gone up.
Okay.
A lot. I mean, and I started later on. I probably started when I was 22, 23. So like, you know,
That Friday at the firehouse.
Right. No, yeah, I can't.
Strict order.
But yeah, no, I check it a lot. You know, same with like, you know, stocks on Robinhood. I don't have a ton, but like, you know, I'll check it all the time.
Man, a website or an app?
One website.
I mean,
My same 7 that I go to every day.
Yeah, same. I mean, Twitter's easily number one. ESPN.com just to see, a Bro Bible, a Barstool to try to get sports headlines.
Yep. CBS Sports I go to.
Not every day. Not every day for me. That's prep sites.
That's the last one I go to. Yeah, that's the last one I go to every day.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably 15 I go to every day. So, like, Reddit is obviously one. I go to that every day. But, I mean, if you're going to go outside the realm of just, like, normal, yeah, ESPN, CBS Sports, The Athletic, The Ringer, everything like that you go through.
I'll probably say YouTube as well.
Yeah, I go.
I watch a cooking video during Ranger games.
So I'll go to one that's a little more obscure that I know I go to every day that no one else probably does. It's called SciPost, which you've seen stuff that ends up in my email from there. SciPost.org. It's PSYPost.org. So it's basically, here's the latest psychology research studies and all the implications from them and different things like that. And so I'll check that every day because there's usually something in there that's like, new research suggests that people who do this are more likely to murder you in your sleep. Okay. And it just seems like, oh, okay. I'm sure we can find something that aligns with us
there. Go Vols Extra. Always there every day.
No. That's a big one for you?
Yeah.
Go Vols Extra. No, but SciPost is always one of them. And then, all the different apps like Twitter and Reddit and different things like that. All right, we're doing Ask Reddit here on 105 through the Fan. Some of the answers on... the fan text.
Read it.
I can't read. 903.
Hubbish.
Zillow.
Hubbish,
yeah. They're all like that. Elliot in Maybank says, Peyton, you should have played the P-Hub sound. You should have played the drum. Zillow from the 903 and said, and I'm not even in the housing market. I just like to look.
Yeah. Sometimes I will.
A lot of people love that. Big fan of that.
All right. Ask Reddit here on 105 through the Fan. Sean Sharif. You know, you love these questions. What's the most overpriced thing people buy just to flex?
Probably a car. I'm at this point, my philosophy on cars has become the best part of a vehicle when you're buying it and it's cool and everything is the outside. And I can't enjoy the outside while driving it. So I'm only getting the car outside for everybody else now. For me, interior is more important. So the cool car, we're in the 40s. That's out the window. No midlife crisis right now as things stand. So I would say it's the car because how do you enjoy the outside? There's this hilarious Instagram video put together of all these billionaires trying to squeeze all these fat old people trying to squeeze into their little Lamborghinis and their Ferraris, right. And it's freaking hilarious. It's like, why? Like, go sit. Next time you go to a dealership and they have the $130,000 sports car, go try to get in it. And why would you ever want to be in that thing?
And then try to get out of it. Yeah. And then it's like,
but even being in there, it's not comfortable.
No, not oftentimes it's not. It's not meant for anybody over like X weight, and we are over X weight.
Yeah.
The YouTube, we got like four different people answering the same thing, and they say watches.
Oh,
watches.
My brother's, yes. He tried to come and, you know, have me give him some watch. Yeah, watch. I totally agree.
Look, I thought of like first class plane tickets on a domestic flight. International flight's worth it.
Some you're always trying to get us in first class on our domestic.
For free.
No, you'll be like, it's an $80 upgrade. Yeah.
$85 upgrade.
Very rarely is it free.
I'm talking paying the standard fare.
Is that a flex, though, or is that spoiling yourself? Like, I just want to enjoy this.
It's a flex because we all, when we're in there, look down at the people walking by us 10 minutes after we board. The Lifetime Fitness gym membership. I'm sorry, no gym is worth $200 a month. No gym.
200?
200. We looked to join, and it was like $275 for the two of us, but it's like $175 for a solo. No gym is worth that. But the for me, and this is the baseball world I'm in, the parent of the 9-year-old who wants to flex that they bought their 9-year-old kid an A2000 glove that's like $400, or the Bruce Bolt batting gloves, or a $500 bat, or the $50 sliding mitt. And your kid's not even, he's fat and I can't run the bases. Or the $50 Evo Shield elbow guard. Like, you don't, like, stop flexing through your child at 9 years old.
Your kids don't have the best equipment?
They have a bat. Like, cleats. They've got a, the cleats are normal, but they don't have the sliding mitt and the elbow guard. And not at nine. At 15, right. I don't mind paying at 15 for my older one.
Right. Oh, here's a good answer. 972 Cybertrucks. Whenever I see the Cybertrucks on the road, I'm always like, who buys that because they think this looks good or this is what I want?
I first saw it. Now I'm like, no way. But I was like, Should I get that?
It looks like, weird.
It looks weird, but it's different. People want to be just different.
Designer bags.
That's for the environment, Bobby.
Designer bags from the 817. 361 has my answer.
Designer bags.
Expensive wine. Like, really expensive wine. I saw Daniel Tosh interview a sommelier about this, and he was like, at what point, price point, does wine become a flex and a status thing, and it's past quality? And she said it was like $200. If you're spending over $200 on a bottle of wine,
yeah,
you are just doing it to flex on people. And so,
Kane,
bottle service.
Select if anyone has any,
we've got a bunch of bottle service answers in the club too. That's the person that's just flexing.
Yeah, that is a flex. But in a packed club, sometimes it's worth it to not go stand in line for that drink. Standing in line at the packed club. At, you know, Citizen, run by these people I can't stand and hope, you know what? Standing eight deep for every single drink.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's worth it if you got the big group of people to get. I mean, it's so expensive.
Peyton, your answer to this, what is the thing people buy just to flex?
So mine was going to be car, but I'm going to go a different route here. And I'm not hating on this holiday, but Christmas decorations. And not the ones that you just hang up on, like, the gutter, but, like, I'm talking about making your front yard look like the North Pole. Like, doing all that. Like, yeah, not hating on it, but it's, like, overpriced. You're flexing that, okay, you know, I care more about the holiday than the average person.
I love it. I love when somebody gets all the, like, when if they go all out and really nail it, I appreciate it.
I never think of it as a flex. Tolo Chris said, lifetime is $450 for my family of five.
That's stupid.
What's the sell? What would they say they'd do better?
I think they have free childcare. While you're there,
than the Bengals.
Yeah, it's like an hour or two, right? They have a smoothie shop in there, but you got to pay for that, I'm sure, right? They have all the classes come with it. It's just, are they getting you in better? Like, can you get
the classes
better,
come with them?
Yeah, can you get in better shape? Can you get in better shape there than you can at 24 Hour Fitness?
Well, if you want to be in a class, so people get on Peloton to do the virtual instructor.
Yep.
And then childcare, that could be a good thing.
I could see the value in it. I could. So to me, I at least understand.
$450 a month?
Sure. You want to do one more, or we got to wrap?
We got to wrap.
All right.
We got Josh Pate, college football analyst. He has just joined ESPN. He is going to be there for Ohio State and Texas. Let's preview the college football season with Josh Pate next on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
No matter what you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.